Right. And I just want people to really ask yourself, is it just the idea or is it
Okay.
truly the taste that bothers you? If it's really the taste, which is fine, everyone has their own opinions, but stop shitting on us.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Compassion Fatigue. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elise.
We thought we would take a break from, the news and all of that. We will continue our countdown, of how many weeks it's been since Breonna Taylor was murdered.
Yes, it's been 27 weeks.
Thank you for that.
20 goddamn 7 weeks.
Yeah. Even though we're doing something a little more lighthearted, still, I still don't want people to forget.
Right.
So today, as the title says, we're going to be discussing our unpopular opinions that we have. So, Elise, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I'll start us off with like a softball,
Okay.
or I feel like it's soft.
Okay.
I personally like pineapple on my pizza.
You're gonna have to take this journey alone, sis. I cannot come with you on this journey.
What's wrong with it? I mean, like, I'm not saying like every pizza, but like Hawaiian, like quote unquote Hawaiian pizza. It's not really Hawaiian, right? We're not gonna go into that topic, but Hawaiian pizza where it's like the ham and the pineapples and stuff, like that's a good combo right there.
Okay.
Like, what's wrong with
I
that?
understand on a cognitive level, the salty and sweet combination should make sense.
It's so good. Salty
But it's
sweet.
fruit with but
Okay,
it's
here's my thing.
fruit.
Is it the idea of a fruit being on the pizza that bothers you, or is it truly the taste that bothers you?
I will say for me, I have not had ham since I was 12 years old. And the last time I had a ham and pineapple pizza, I was probably about 10 years old. Did not like it for its taste, but I was also 10 years old. A lot of complicating factors for me. So I want to say it was a taste, but at this point it's the idea. Because it's
Gotcha.
been so long for me.
Right. And
Yeah.
we can't really even te test it because you don't eat meat.
Yeah, well, I could, but I would not be able to leave the bathroom
Right.
for several hours.
Okay.
Lyme disease, y'all, it sucks. All right, moving on.
But I'm just saying,
So,
like, I really
pineapple
want
on
people to.
pizza. So pineapple on pizza.
Right. And I just want people to really ask yourself, is it just the idea? Or is it
Okay.
truly the taste that bothers you? If it's really the taste, which is fine, everyone has their own opinions, but stop shitting on us.
Okay, so let me break this down a little further. So pineapple ham, mozzarella cheese, yes? Tomato-based sauce, yes? What crust? Any crust. Doesn't matter what crust. Parmesan cheese on top.
If you want.
Okay, any of those, like crushed red pepper, if you
Right,
want.
right, right, right.
Yeah, so we're talking the basic Hawaiian quotes. I'm putting my air quotes
Right.
on pizza. You're a fan of. Okay, all right.
It's sweet and salty and, you know, doughy, carby goodness, and I like it. I respect that you don't like it. It's fine. Respect that I like it. That's all I gotta
Right.
ask.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll have to work on the respect. I'm just kidding. No, of course I respect it. If there was like a serviceable ham substitute, I would be open to trying it again.
Right.
Because you taste buds change from when you're a child, so I understand. But yeah. Okay. All right. That was very brave of you. I'm really proud that you shared
Thank
that.
you. Thank you.
All right. So, my unpopular opinion is I don't think Hamilton is the best musical ever. Like, it's not even like in my top three, I don't think.
You just made like hordes of enemies right
Enemies.
now.
Yeah. Okay. So let me explain. So I love the idea of it. I love the idea of a bunch of racial ethnic minorities playing old white men and women. And, I love the musical stylings of it, the rap, and how varied it is, how varied the soundtrack is. So it's not just rap, obviously. There's some like real belting performances by both male and female characters. There are, funny moments, with the King of England and, you know, that whole thing, Jonathan Groff. But I don't think it's that great. Like, I don't think it's worth, like, hundreds of dollars to go see live. I really don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. I have no opinion on it because I still have yet to see it. I've never even listened to the soundtrack.
Okay. Fair enough.
I've not even dipped a toe into this particular realm, though many, many people around me have urged me to, but I just never got around to it.
Yeah.
But, like, also, like, I kind of want to agree with you, like, it feels a little overhyped. Like, again, love the idea of it, but it feels a little overhyped. And I read an article. And I don't know how, again, because I haven't watched it, so I don't know. But supposedly, like, there's a scene where, like, Alexander Hamilton or someone is, like, an older gentleman is, like, chasing after a young girl, and kind of she's like, no, we can't do this, and he's like, yes, we can, like, come on, let's do it. And it's like this weird bit.
Yeah.
And, like, he's, like, cheating on his wife while he's doing it, but, like, and the girl's like really hesitant, but he's like constantly, and I'm like, okay, that's real, I'm sorry, real rapey vibes, real sexual harassment vibes. And I'm like, a little icky. I don't know.
I'm not sure if this is exactly what you're talking about, but there's a song where the lyrics are literally, how am I supposed to say no to this?
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, I mean, I know it's based on history, and, like, Hamilton was, like, a straight-up dog. Like, he cheated on his wife left and right. It alludes to it in the musical that... Spoilers for Hamilton, by the way. It alludes to the idea that he's kind of having an emotional affair on his wife with his wife's sister or his sister-in-law. There's, like, you know, a big scandal where he was having an affair with some other dude's wife, and the husband of the wife found out and was like, hey, you need to pay me money or else I'm telling everybody. So that's, like, a whole big story arc. All things I didn't know prior to watching it. So I guess it's like I learned something, but that doesn't mean it's the greatest thing. Like, it is, I will say it's one of the most innovative, but I don't think it's the greatest. Like, honestly, like, I enjoyed Wicked a lot more. Like, I enjoyed Wicked a lot more.
Right.
I enjoyed Sweeney Todd a lot more when I saw that. I've enjoyed a lot of other musicals more, and it's like, man, like, I wish I liked Hamilton more, but it was just okay.
right. Like, yeah, it's, like, at a point where I'm like, I don't know, like, there's certain musicals that I really want to see on Broadway, right? Like, you know, there's certain, and I've never been to Broadway, but, like, it's one of those, like, if I ever get a chance and I have the money, because those tickets are expensive, like, there's, you know, things like Jekyll and Hyde, Phantom of the Opera, like, some of those classics that I really, really want to see on Broadway. But Hamilton, I've never really felt the urge to. It feels overhyped. I'm with you on that, even though I haven't watched it.
Yeah. I mean, it was good, but there are better things, and a lot of people, and maybe it's just people that haven't watched a lot of musicals, but, like, a lot of people are like, oh, this is the best thing ever. Like, it's good. But it's not the best. Right. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Anyways. Now we start into the, we are treading some dangerous, treacherous waters now.
If we haven't waded in those waters yet, we are about to now.
I am a Potterhead.
Yep.
Though I disown J.K. Rowling, and that's a whole different issue right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, it's kind of amazing. Harry Potter has no author. Who knew? The series has no author, right? Hey. Anyways. Or the other theory is that Daniel Radcliffe at the age of 11 wrote all 7 books and acted in the movies at the age of 11. I mean, kind of amazing. Anyways. I grew up with the books. But I hate the movies.
I gotta go with you there.
I
gotta go with you there. They were terrible.
I wanted to like it so bad. I wanted to like them so bad, and I was so excited for them, and I gave it up until the fifth movie. Not Deathly Hallows. Order of the Phoenix. Sorry.
Number five, yeah.
Number five. And I couldn't do it. And so I've never finished out the movies. I've never finished the series. I was just like, I can't.
Yeah.
I think it, for me, because I'm such a big fan of the books, the creative liberties that they had to take to recreate it as a movie did not sit well with me. And the thing is, I'm not saying that the people who made it are horrible or they suck or whatever, right? I understand adapting a book to a movie, you need to make changes. Things cannot be exactly the way it was in the book. I understand that 100%. There are plenty of other movies that have been adapted from books that I enjoy. I just cannot with Harry Potter. Again, because I think I was so engrossed with them and like so detail oriented with the books that when there was a difference, it bothered me too much.
Yeah. Are there any like glaring things that were left out of the movies that really bothered you? Up
Harry,
until, you know, the fifth one where the
Daniel
last one you
Radcliffe's eye
saw.
color. I'm sorry, it's like a minor, I mean, it's not a minor detail, it's freaking huge detail, but like his eyes are blue, beautiful eyes, wonderful person, just not green.
Yeah. And throughout the whole thing, he's supposed to have green eyes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Minor detail that, you know.
Mine personally was how they cut out the whole Hermione being an advocate for house elves.
Right.
That wasn't in there at all, and I like to see advocate Hermione a lot.
Lots of budget for long periods of time, with it being a series of episodes, like over several seasons, kind of a thing, for something like this to even be remotely adaptable, exactly, or like close to the details, like I would have wanted it to be. So I understand. Again, I understand, but I don't like it.
Right. I'm with you, man. We, our generation grew up with it. Like when Harry was 10, we were 10 or 11, you know? Like that, we literally grew up with him. And I
The books were
remember.
published as we were growing up. Like, every
Exactly,
summer I was buying the new book.
yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember I would go back home. I don't know. I guess when the movies first started coming out, I was still living at home, and then eventually, you know, I would be in college. I remember me and my friends went to the midnight premiere for every single movie, but the last one that we went to was Order of the Phoenix. We went to it, and then I was driving everybody home, and we were just silent. And usually, me and my friends would be like, "Oh my God, remember that?" Then we're just like really quiet, and then I just turned to my best friend. I'm like, "That wasn't very good." She's like, "No, it sucked."
Again, like, I mean, I think if I just literally viewed it as a separate entity, like the acting, everyone did a great job acting. There's some like amazing actors and actresses in the franchise that are like wonderful, right? So it's not their fault. I think it was just the adaptation that had to have happened. I just really didn't enjoy it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it kind of
But
reminds me a
yeah.
little bit, tangent, is like Narnia, like how the Narnia series they
Oh,
tried to
yeah.
adapt into, again, a movie, which I think was a better adaptation, in my personal opinion, a better adaptation than Harry Potter was, but still a far cry from the novel. And
Sure.
I believe up until COVID happened, there were plans for a series, like a TV series, to do it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, and I was like, that I'm kind of excited for, because that need, again, this is one of those things where you need to build this huge world and you don't have enough time in a movie to do that. So who knows, maybe, I mean, it doesn't need to be dark and gritty, though it gets dark and gritty in the later books, but like, yeah, having more space and more room to really do it justice, I think would be pretty awesome.
I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly. All right, our last one,
This one's
y'all.
scary. This one's
This is
scary. This.
scary. Okay. I can shoulder that. You know, on our channel and in our lives, we've done a lot of episodes about Korean pop culture, Japanese pop culture, you know, different K-pop, J-pop, K-dramas, anime that we've enjoyed. We have a deep, deep appreciation of you know, Korean and really East Asian pop culture, I would say.
I'm sorry, I'm loving this, like, just...
just lead up. Set up. Because I know people are gonna... Okay. So, BTS, right? I really don't understand how they got so popular. I'm sorry. I don't get it. Like, in my history of knowing Korean boy groups, I could name, like, five that I think were more deserving. No. Take that back. Five that I think were more talented and had more potential that wasn't reached.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, okay.
Compared to BTS.
Right.
Like, I like them. I'm not, like, a super fangirl of them, as I've mentioned before, but I don't understand how they got so big. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I can't help you because I am a fan of them. And this is where, like, it gets... it's like, so, Caleb, I am...
So how do you think they got so big?
I think... what happened for BTS is, I mean, the thing is, like I said, I'm a fan. I have issues with calling myself an ARMY only because I don't enjoy the fandom and what that culture can be like.
That's fair.
Right? That's just a whole different thing. But I have been a fan since pretty much, like, their debut. Like, I have all their early CDs. Like, I was, like, yeah, like, I've been a fan of theirs for quite a bit now.
Yeah.
And for me, so being a fan of them when they weren't popular, it was always kind of like, why aren't people, like, enjoying this? And they were more of a niche group when they began. Like, it was more, you know, they were, like, were the hip-hop, like, Korean idol group, like, K-pop idol group. So it was a little bit more niche than what mainstream was. But I think what really happened for them is they got a lot more freedom in producing their music. And they themselves, I think, kind of opened themselves up from trying to fit this quote-unquote image. Because at the very beginning of their career, there was a lot of, like, getting flack from the hip-hop community because, like, RM and Suga had been performing, and, like, all of them had actually, I mean, all of the members had been performing to a certain degree in the underground scene, and they were, like, they were coming out as idols, so they got a lot of flack from some rappers being like, you're not hip-hop, like, what the world, you know. And so I think there was a lot of stress for the group of, like, are we hip-hop? Are we not? Are we idol? Are we this? What are we? That we are trying to fit this image. And I think at one point they kind of let that go and they're like, you know, it doesn't matter what label it is. We're going to do our music, what we want to do. And that's good enough. And that was, for me, right when, like, after their third single, like, around their, like, mini album and all that, when Fire came out, Dope came out, basically those came out and those were hooks. Those songs just hooked you and it blew up in Korea. And as it blew up in Korea, it blew up on YouTube. And then that's when it started. It's like people were introduced to this group and this was what they had. It was a awesome song, awesome choreography. The videos were so, like, just fun to watch. And it was just like, this is BTS. And it was, like, during that evolution of, like, maturing for them. And that's when it just, and from that, it just went. Like, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, DNA, you know, and so on and so forth, up until recently with Dynamite, right? I think they, you know, it was truly the point when the world was already aware of K-pop. They hit that time well with, you know, YouTube being everywhere now. Their songs were hooks and came out at a great time.
Right.
And it just blew up. It was just like, I mean, again, they're talented, they're amazing themselves, but also I think in a lot of different ways, it was just a great timing that goes beyond just them at this point.
I can see that. Like people like Psy walked so that BTS could run, you know? Right. Like people knew about what K-pop was, I would argue, from Gangnam Style.
Right.
I feel like that's the first thing that got really, really viral, mega big. Mm-hmm. So I think you're probably right about the timing part.
For me, where I kind of align with you is, are they the only amazing K-pop band? No.
Of course not. Right.
Are they even the most amazing? I think it really depends on how you decide to define that, right?
Right.
Are they your favorite group? Awesome if they
No.
are. They're one of my favorites, but I couldn't say they're my favorite, like number
Right.
one. They're
Sure.
definitely, right?
Yeah.
I think they managed the success they got because of their hard work. They didn't give up. I
Yeah.
know the band themselves had a lot of struggles, and there was times when they were gonna quit, and then things just kind of really blew up for them.
No, they did work really hard.
Right.
I understand that. I just, part of it is because I am such a big fan of other groups that I'm like, well, why didn't they get big? So that's my personal bias. It's like, well, I
Right.
wanted my faves to get big. I'm not saying that they're not deserving. Of course not. Like, I'm sure they were, like all K-pop idols, they probably went through a hellish training period. And there's so much pressure put on them every day. And that's great. And I'm happy for their success. My unpopular opinion is that, the way that I'm defining greatness doesn't align with like the global blow up of the band, if that makes
Right,
sense.
right.
Yeah. Like they're great. I don't think they're the greatest. And I think that the greatest should be able to, achieve that kind of level of fame.
Right.
So that was my thing. I'm not saying
Yeah.
that they're terrible. Of course
Right.
not, but
Yeah, I mean, I
yeah.
think it's just hard. Like, there's definitely bands that I'm like a huge fan of that just never made it to that level. But it's also like something I have to acknowledge is a lot of people come in and they don't necessarily go back in history, right? Like, they're not
Yeah,
gonna.
yeah.
They come in
They're
when they
not gonna go
come
back
in.
to SS501, like
Right, we're not. I mean, like, if we're gonna talk some, like, legends, like, we can go to Tombangshinki, like, TVXQ. Like, we can go back to those.
Oh.
I mean, like, and if we really wanna talk legends, like, we can go to, like, H.O.T., Shinhwa, like,
So tight. What's his name?
Chexukis,
So
like,
Tai Chi and the boys. Like,
Sotaejiwai. Like, we could go, like,
yeah.
right? But, like, it's, I
Yeah.
don't expect someone who's never been in this, in this culture to know all that. So it's like,
No.
yes, to a
Yeah.
certain degree, I'm like, why couldn't TVXQ have blown up? Because I was a huge fan of
Yeah.
theirs, right?
Me
But it's
too.
also
Yeah.
like timing. They were in a different time. The internet wasn't what it was, it is what it is today. And K-pop isn't what it is today. And people don't know them. But it's also, it's hard, but it's also okay, I guess. It's just, I wish much more could have happened for a lot of my favorite bands, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. And that's just the that on that.
So I
So,
guess everyone respect everyone's opinion.
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. And there's always room for healthy debate on things. I think that, that's how people learn and grow. But those are just our unpopular opinions.
What do you think? Do you agree with us?
Yeah.
Do you agree with our
And
unpopular
also,
opinions?
let me know if there's a serviceable substitute for ham. Like, for real.
So we can
I
try
will try
this.
it. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Let us know what your unpopular opinions are. Yeah.
I guess if the world is still spinning, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I changed my outfit because we're talking about Harry Potter and I could not be in the outfit I was in earlier.
Y'all, she was wearing a dark red shirt, and she was like, I literally can't do this.
I can't.
As a Slytherin, I cannot. This goes against my values.
No,
Okay,
I
so
cannot. I
anyway.
could not. I could not. So I went
A
into one of my green things that I could
Slytherin.
pick out real quick.
Yep.
I am a Potterhead.